In the battle over the state's energy efficiency policies, several groups have adamantly voiced their opposition to any changes. But one major utility has been a leading supporter of the revisions. First Energy believes the policy overhaul that's currently in the Senate makes a handful of modifications that are vital to avoiding higher costs and electric bills down the road. Doug Colafella is a spokesperson for the Akron-based company. He says the bill places spending limits to cap just how much utilities can charge customers. It also adds a provision for large industrial companies to opt out of state programs if that company decides to create their own efficiency plans. Another top provision, according to Colafella, is a change to the way the state counts efficiency. He says this will provide a more accurate look at the strides companies are making, such as installing LED lights. This is one reason why First Energy disputes claims that Senate Bill 58 would impair Ohio's benchmarks.
We don't agree that it weakens the standards. We believe it just makes good economic sense to make these changes. And if a customer still wants to take part in these programs, the energy saving programs will still be there. And the targets are going to remain in place as well. So we feel that these are good fundamental changes.
Those targets were nearly unanimously passed by the legislature in 2008, and some say the state should give the policies more time to develop. But Colafella says it's important for the General Assembly to revisit the law because the energy landscape has evolved in the past 5 years.
Things were much different. Electric prices were trending much higher. There was concern that we wouldn't have as many options in the future to generate electricity as before we knew we had shale gas. These modifications are in step with where we are as an economy today.
According to Colafella, those electric prices that were trending higher ultimately remained flat, but the mandates are the factors that increase those costs. While customers may not notice a huge difference in their bill right now, Colafella says they will if these current policies stay in place.
We're seeing how the price tag of these mandates is increasing over time. We're the ones sending out the bills every month, and you know, when as that surcharge increases to pay for these mandates, it's something we've been concerned about.
First Energy isn't shy about its role in pushing for these policy changes, but Colafella says support is growing every day, with the other three major utilities in the state now on board with the bill. Its sponsor, Republican Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati, says the measure is not a repeal of the standards created in 2008. However, environmental and consumer groups have opposed the bill, saying it will halt the momentum on renewable energy projects and have a long-term result of higher bills for ratepayers. Colafella and First Energy have a different view. If the bill were passed, he says the changes wouldn't have an adverse effect to environmental protection. He adds that companies don't need mandates to make environmentally friendly decisions anymore.
You can't go out today and buy an inefficient refrigerator. You can't buy inefficient, you know, lighting for a, you know, large commercial or industrial facility. So, you know, we see energy efficient products and services continuing to roll out, and as the demand for energy efficient products is there, you know, suppliers and manufacturers, they're going to be there to meet that need.
The bill continues to be debated in the Senate Public Utilities Committee. No word yet on when it could be brought to a vote. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.